The Congressional Spotlight on Federal News Radio is presented by AT&T, investing in its network today to connect America's small businesses to the dreams of tomorrow. AT&T, your world delivered.
Hey, welcome to Your Turn. Happy Wednesday. This is Mike Causey, and we're going to be talking about, we're going to be following the money, as per usual, going to be looking at federal health insurance premiums today. As you probably know, the open season ends December 13th, so you still have plenty of time. But if you're like most of us, inertia is king, and we wind up doing nothing or waiting until the last minute and maybe making a mistake. To help avoid that, my guest today is Walton Francis. Walt was here last week, and he's going to be in again. We're going to keep doing this because it's so important. He is the author and editor of the Consumer Checkbook's Guide to Federal Health Plans. This is it. Do we say 32 years?
It is, Mike.
32 years, and we've been doing this together, too. So.
And we're going to keep doing it until we get it right.
Exactly, yes. Full employment for us. Now, the beauty of this for us is that the premiums change, the benefits change, and this year, probably more than most, it's very important to shop around. Walton has estimated that if you buy a plan that's too expensive, that is one where the premiums are higher than what you will get from it, you could be wasting $1,000 to $2,000 a year. And conversely, you don't want to zero in on a plan simply because the premiums are low. So buying a Cadillac coverage doesn't necessarily guarantee you the best coverage and return for your money, and getting a premium that's too low it can be a mistake too, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the worst plans in the program is the one with the very lowest premium for most people, but not for all people. It's a great deal for 29-year-olds. We're about to come to that topic.
Oh, and is that to establish eligibility?
No. Uh-huh. The 26-year-olds turning, between age 26 and 29, if they go into temporary continuation of coverage, mail handler's value option. But for most people, not a good deal.
That's right. And also, would mail handlers be a good plan if you just wanted to keep your eligibility for the federal health program,
but maybe
you used your spouse's private sector?
Very important here. There's three mail handlers plans. One of them is not so good. That's something called mail handler standard. It's very pricey. People who are in it I urge them to strongly consider looking for another plan. Mm-hmm. That's the category we can save those thousands you were talking about.
Right.
The mail handlers high deductible plan is one of the very best options in the program. For great insurance coverage, low premium, it's a nice option. And then we were talking about the mail handler's value option, which has an even lower premium. Coverage not great, but if you're going to have to pay the full premium because you're, a former spouse or some other temporary continuation coverage category, a very prudent buy.
Very, and definitely better than nothing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I was looking at your – oh, by the way, we got – our phone number here is 202 202- 465-3081. That's 202-465-3081. Do we have someone on the line? 3080. I'm sorry. 465-3080. Okay. Can't blame that on dyslexia. That's just vision. But anyway, give us a call if you like. And well, before we go any further, we've got a couple of email questions here. And it's interesting how many people are zeroing in on this changeover. Effective January 1, you'll be able to put a 26-year-old child under your federal family plan, even if they're not a dependent.
Yes, absolutely. I got to tell you, it's funny. I was doing a presentation that sponsored by Congressman Van Hollen in the Rockville area yesterday or Monday. I'll be doing another one, by the way, Thursday night. So if people live anywhere near Rockville and they want to do any of this in person, it's not just me. It's a panel of people and so on. But I was in this room full of mostly gray-haired, geezer-looking kind of people,
sort of like us.
Like you and me.
Yeah.
And I asked for a show of hands, how many of you have a dependent child's the wrong word, young adult, below the, between the ages of 22 and 26? And out of the several hundred people in the audience, there were about 15 or 20 hands that went up. A lot of people have a deadbeat, challenged young adult in their family. Yes, come January 1, you don't have, if you have a family coverage, you don't have to do anything except pick up the phone and call your plan and say, by the way, there's another dependent.
Uh-huh.
And so cover little Johnny.
Obviously, you do have to notify them, obviously.
You do have to tell them.
Just existing but, doesn't count.
Yeah. And then as of January 1, Johnny is covered and will be covered. Now, we keep calling it age 26. It's only until age 26.
Okay.
The day they turn 26, they're out of this coverage. But, and here's the sort of interesting little known fact, at that point, they're eligible for temporary continuation of coverage for another 3 years. So, you know, young Johnny can continue to be the playboy of the Western world until age 29.
Yeah. Well, that's right, and that's all important, and that's where you say that mail handler's plan shines, the mail handler's value plan.
Yeah, or the category you mentioned. Let's say you're trying to get 5 years of continuous coverage in before you retire.
Uh-huh.
Extremely important, or you will lose coverage forever. But your spouse has who's not a Fed has a really good family plan that covers you, and there's no premium cost. And what do you want to do? Well, one option is to sign up for Mail Handler's Value option or Kaiser Standard option, almost as low a premium. Get some benefits, particularly out of the Kaiser plan. Okay, but like your annual physical. In either case, and pay a very low premium that preserves your options.
That's good. Okay, 202-465-3080, 465-3080. Got a question here from Dennis with the Department of Transportation. He says, I'm a federal employee insured under the Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP, the federal plan. Doesn't say which option. Are children whose coverage ended when they turned 22 reinstated on January 1 as long as they're under 26? And the answer is you've got to be proactive. You have to call Blue Cross and have a family plan, obviously, and call Blue Cross. Or is there paperwork? Or could you just,
no,
you
a could telephone call them? Should be enough.
Okay. All right,
it's like,
good.
Suppose you had a newborn. I mean, you got to tell your insurance company, there's someone else to cover.
I got it. They're pitter-patter little feet. Here's one, Mike, and he is with, looks like he's with Army. Dan says, I'm a retired federal employee who is adding two children who are still in school, ages 23 and 24, to my health plan. I'm staying with Blue Cross plan, but my question is, do I add them through OPM or directly through Blue Cross Blue Shield?
And Dan directly through Blue Cross.
And you can trust this by phone. I mean, they're not going to come back later and say, we've never heard from you.
No. And,
okay.
And, you know, if you're concerned or if there's a problem, actually, if you have any trouble, you should call OPM just to complain.
Yeah.
OPM has told us that they are trying really hard to educate the plans, make sure this is very smooth. But it's really no different than the case, you know, let's say you switch plans in open season and you have three or four kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. You got to tell the new plan who's in your family.
You're right. Just got married or something like that. Yeah, it makes sense. And that's so interesting. I didn't realize that. So we've raised the bar here. You're now covered until age 26. And now at age 26, you're eligible for continuation of coverage until age 29.
Right.
So, yeah, that really does reflect the times. I mean, an awful lot of people are just out of underemployed or unemployed. And
or they're employed. You know, I was a friend, actually, was talking about her granddaughter. She's an artist in New York City, and she's employed, but she's not employed where you can get health insurance. And so this is, you know, a godsend for not so much because they expect anything bad to happen, but just in case.
Yeah, it is. As we say, that's why they call it insurance. And we'll get into the catastrophic thing in a minute. 202-465-3080. And Marie is on the line. Marie, are you with us? Hi, Marie, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. What's your question?
My question is, do you have any idea of the cost of the continuation of coverage after they turn 26?
In Walton's book, The Guide to Federal Health Plans, when I have this book, I'm the second smartest man in Washington after the author himself. But he's got a section in here for people who pay full premiums, and here it is.
Page 52.
Okay, page 52.
Or if you use the online version, you know, page numbers, you just click into it.
Okay, if you're single, for instance, right now, and you paid the full premium, the least expensive, it looks like here, is... Well, Kaiser Standard is least expensive. That would be almost $4,000, $39.70 a year. Another relatively low cost is that mail handler's value that he spoke of. That's $3,430 a year. Otherwise, the premiums get way up there. So that's important to look at.
There, I might add, there's some interesting options here, though. For example, the consumer-driven and high-deductible plans mostly have premiums around $4,000 a year, so they're not all that much higher. And the beauty of those plans is that you get a savings account, and if you're healthy and don't use it, just get your annual physical, but not much else, your savings account can pile up over time. It's like an IRA on steroids. So I actually suggest, in that case, consider seriously paying a few $100 a year more to get one of the high deductible plans. So really, temporary continuation coverage, yeah, you've got to pay the whole premium, and gulp. Premiums are high, but $4,000 a year with a savings account that may be a couple grand offsetting that.
That's right, and you're typically buying it, in this case, for a younger person who's less likely to be a heavy user. So
right,
come out of heavy. Does that work for you, Marie? Okay. All right, thank you very much. That was a good question. 202-465-3080. Well, talking about catastrophic coverage, and I know you've stressed over the years that the reason you buy insurance is for the big one, a major illness, an operation, a bus hits you, you fall off the Washington Monument. It's, not a good year. And you've got these statistics that show, it seems to me somebody over 55 if you're under 55, the chances of having a serious illness of 25,000 or more is something like 6%. But once you go over 55, it jumps,
way up
there.
Yeah.
So
28%.
28%. And that's every year. So those are bad odds. If you had a 28% chance of being hit by lightning every year, you wouldn't want to go out. In this case, you're talking about your health.
That's by the way, that 28 is a family risk.
Family, okay.
Single person, it's only 9%.
Okay. Still don't like those odds, but that's where the catastrophic coverage comes. What does that actually mean? What is catastrophic coverage?
It's a guarantee that the plan gives you that once your expenses that you have paid reach a certain level, once your out-of-pocket costs reach X dollars, you won't have to pay any more. Everything's covered after that number. And some of the plans have what I would call a loophole-free guarantee. When they say your catastrophic limit is $5,000 out-of-pocket, they mean it. That's the whole amount. And there's no footnote, there's no little gap or, anything like that, to catch you. All the high deductible and consumer driven plans are like that. There's a clear catastrophic guarantee. The two Blue Cross plans, standard option and basic option, are like that. In the case of Blue Cross standard option, they give you a number and then you do have to also pay the deductible, but it's just a couple $100 more. So it's clear. The problem is some of these plans have one catastrophic guarantee for doctor and hospital and another one for drugs. And if you look at the back page of the brochure, it'll say Plan X guarantees you $5,000 or $6,000. And you think, okay, that's good. And then you haven't read that really detailed description of the catastrophic coverage on page 17 or something that says, oh, by the way, that's just for hospital. And you also have to pay, you might have to pay as much as $7,000 or $8,000 for prescription drugs. Now, that's a very, very unlikely event. That you would only hit that high on drugs probably if you had cancer or needed chemotherapy or something. But the point is that the guarantee in total for that plan really is $6,000 plus $7,000 is $13,000, plus you got to pay the premium. So we have numbers that run up in the $14,000, $15,000, $16,000 range for some of these plans as the most you might be out of pocket in a year.
Okay, and when you're talking about loopholes, that is one of the loopholes.
Yeah, it's not a total loophole. Uh-huh. I mean, they do still guarantee, but it's a loophole.
Because during the President Obama's health care thing, they kept talking about the donut hole, and I never understood what that was beyond donuts.
Actually, the donut hole is a loophole-free guarantee. And that's for the Medicare Part D program for seniors. Typically, federal retirees wouldn't want to be in Part D. It sometimes can pay, but usually 90% of the time it's not something you even want to think about. But after you hit, and I forget the exact number this year, but it's around $6,000 out of pocket, you don't have to pay. Well, you actually have to pay a couple of bucks, but it's not almost nothing. So they call it the donut hole, but actually it's the way of thinking about it is it's a good catastrophic guarantee.
Great. Take a short break here, talking with Walton Francis about your health plan. We'll be right back here on WFED 1500 AM.
The FedCloud blog on federalnewsradio.com takes a look at the issues surrounding cloud computing through the eyes of those who are using it every day. We'll share with you the challenges, opportunities, and lessons learned from some of the top minds in the world of federal IT. Collaborate with others and help shape the discussion on cloud computing at the FedCloud blog on federalnewsradio.com or follow the FedCloud blog on Twitter. The FedCloud blog is sponsored by Cisco and Intel.
Things just don't happen. You need a plan. A federal career can last 30 years or more, and so can federal retirement. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to get the information you need to plan your course for financial security, solid benefits, and optimum health care. 100% focused on the federal employee for your benefit. Presented by NITP has the answers to your mid-career and retirement planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit.
In Depth with Francis Rose, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Want to know how Congress is affecting your agency's staffing and budget? Want to learn more about the relationship between your agency and its contractors? In Depth helps you become a better manager by exploring the best ways to manage projects, manage your workforce, and manage yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, weekday afternoons from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Services over the Internet without saturating the backbone and do it in a way that you don't censor the internet, which is what net neutrality is getting at, but simply try to moderate bandwidth in a way which is fair.
Stay up to date with technology. It's Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, every Friday morning at 11. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO. This week, join host Tony Vergnetti to hear how young feds are staying active and engaged as part of the federal workforce when he talks with two reps from Young Government Leaders and Steve Ressler, president of GovLoop.
And now, the Federal Living Report, brought to you by WEPA.
The Office of Personnel Management's 400 employees participating in the results-only work environment get another 12 months to test it. ROE was supposed to end in December. The concept allows federal workers to set their own schedules, but holds them to specific performance goals. The agency is improving how employees are evaluated to make sure those appraisals are in line with the goals of ROE, not based on the more structured work environment. I'm Amy Morris.
WEPA, a nonprofit association, has just announced a 25% premium refund. WEPA policyholders will receive over $6 million in premium refunds this fall. Since 1996, WEPA members have received over $52 million in premium refunds. WEPA also offers life insurance at rates far less than the Fegley program. Isn't it time you considered WEPA for your family's life insurance needs? Visit WAEPA.org. Once again, that's WAEPA.org. You and your family will be glad you did.
Welcome back to Your Turn. This is Mike Causey talking with Walter Francis. We're sorry about that blank space there. We do this from time to time just to tell you that this really is live radio and we're going at it. But Walt, talking about the getting the best buy for next year, 2011, in the health insurance market. And federal workers and retirees really have a tremendous number of things to choose from, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Nationally, there's well over 200 plans, but in any major metro area like D.C., there's usually about 20, 22, 24 plans. I think actually around here there may be 27, but they're not all open to everybody.
Right.
But,
some are state-specific or something.
Yeah. But anyway, you got about two dozen options.
Yeah. So you can never I know some people worry about in a health insurance plan, worrying about hitting a lifetime limit. like $1 million or something. Can't do that with the federal.
You couldn't live long enough, could you? You couldn't live long enough. And even if you there aren't any limits of that kind, but even if there were, that's what open season is for. You can always choose a better plan. And frankly, you know, you won't hit a limit, but you might find that the plan you're in doesn't have a benefit for something that's going to be a big issue for you next year that's as good as some other plan. So use open season to adjust your choices. There are people, it's an obvious case, who plan to have a baby. They switch plans to get the best situation for, you know, a lot of plans, you'll pay zero to have a child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you figure out where your obstetrician is going to be and all that, and of course your plan you're in may be perfect. But if you don't do a little bit of homework, a little bit of thinking, you know, you're just, you know, 24 choices, all good, but all better for some people than others.
Yeah.
And you may be in that category for which plan A is not as good as plan B.
Yeah, that's very important. And you stress, obviously, staying in the network, going with a preferred provider.
Yeah, absolutely. You always have the option of going out of network. In an HMO, you pay all the cost. In the national plans, for the most part, you pay roughly half the cost of going out of network. You have ways to protect yourself against that. For example, suppose you have a psychiatrist and you're going to see her, you know, 10 times next year, 20 times, and it's $200 a pop. I mean, it's a lot of money. Well, one thing you can do to protect yourself is, first place, is she in anyone's network? Mm-hmm. That's the most obvious question. But beyond that, you can set up a flexible spending account to cover at least a fraction of what you otherwise would be out of pocket.
Flexible spending account, this is pre-tax money, so it lowers your taxable income, and you can put in, what is it, $2,500?
No, well, it's $5,000 now. It's going to go down to $2,500 in a couple of years under health reform, but for now it's $5,000. And what you effectively get is a one-third discount on what you spend.
Yeah.
The trouble with FSAs is it's use or lose money. If you don't go to that psychiatrist that many times, you could lose a couple of grand. That's one reason why these high deductible plans are and consumer driven plans are such a good alternative, because that the money that's set aside in those plans stays with you. It's not use or lose. It can grow. It can accumulate. And in the case of what are called health savings accounts, you can take it with you the rest of your life.
I'm always confused with this flexible spending accounts under the Affordable Care Act that kicks in January 1, the new health care reform. Isn't there a change in what you can spend an FSA for as far as prescription drugs?
A slight change. You won't be able to buy aspirin anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, it's more serious. You know, you're over-the-counter drugs. You may take some medications to keep your allergies down and so on that are over-the-counter. If they're physician-prescribed, you can still be covered. But if they're not prescribed, if you just got a bad headache and you need a bottle of aspirin, you'll pay for it out of pocket.
Not to nitpick, but could say you were taking aspirin, low dosage, as a blood thinner. If you got the doctor to prescribe that, then it would be... Would that be covered?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it sounds a little far-fetched, but I think technically that's correct.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of far-fetched, we've got to take a break here, but we'll be right back here on WFED 1500 AM.
Tradition never graduates, so mark your calendars to spend the day in Annapolis with friends, family, and Navy football Saturday, November 20th. Kickoff is at 3:30 p.m. Cheer on the midshipmen at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium as they hit the gridiron against the Arkansas State Red Wolves for the last home game of the season. It's Senior Day, so don't miss out. Get the best seats now by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or by logging on to NavySports.com. Order today and join us for a game day atmosphere like no other. Enjoy fall in Annapolis and see quarterback Ricky Dobbs lead the midshipmen as they take on Arkansas State Saturday, November 20th at 3:30 for Senior Day. Catch all the Navy football excitement where tradition never graduates. Order your tickets today. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or visit NavySports.com. That's 1-800-US-4-NAVY, NavySports.com.
If you can't communicate effectively, you can't get the job done. That's why government agencies turn to Avaya Government Solutions and Shared Technologies. Unified communication solutions from Avaya and Shared Technologies increase employee productivity, improve customer service, and cut costs by integrating multiple forms of communications across multi-vendor networks. Faster, more efficient, at a lower cost. The future of unified communications has arrived. Learn more at avayagov.com/GSA2010.
If you work for or have worked for the federal government, I want to tell you about an organization that's been around for over 80 years. It's NARF. Organized in 1921 to protect and enhance the retirement and health benefits of federal employees. NARF wants you to know that laws can change and so can your retirement security. Protect it by joining NARF, the only association that's dedicated to making sure your retirement is secure when you reach retirement. Don't wait until after you retire to join NARF. Check out their website at www.narfe.org. You'll see that NARF is a great investment for your retirement future. Then click on the Join Now button and join hundreds of thousands of federal retirees and employees as a NARF member. That's www.narfe.org. Or call 1-800-627-3394 and ask them to send you some information. Join now. NARF, your best retirement investment.
For over 40 years, Mantech employees have been solving complex problems for the national security community. Whether they're providing secure satellite communications to the Department of Defense or investigating threats in cyberspace for intelligence agencies, their work is distinguished by high ethical standards and a deep commitment to their customers' success. They've created a culture that encourages individuals to bring innovative ideas and technology to those charged with protecting the homeland. Due to the high demand for Mantech skills and expertise, they have tremendous career opportunities for cleared, highly skilled IT professionals, security experts, intelligence analysts, engineers, and technicians. In 2010, Mantech was selected for Fortune Magazine's 100 Fastest Growing Companies list, named a top 10 best employer for veterans by Military Times Edge Magazine, and for the fourth year in a row, was selected as a top 10 military-friendly employer by GI Jobs Magazine. Apply for openings today at mantech.com/careers. That's mantech.com/careers. Mantech is an equal opportunity employer.
Connect with more than 800 fellow contract management professionals. The Government Contract Management Conference is a must-attend on December 9th and 10th. The National Contract Management Association presents more than 20 educational sessions to answer the most complex questions, plus prominent speakers from CACI, the Department of Defense, the Boeing Company, and more. To learn more, visit ncmahq.org today.
Welcome back to Your Turn. This is Mike Causey. I'm talking with Walton Francis. He writes the Washington Consumer Checkbook Guide to Federal Health Plans, and we're going to try to help you through navigate through the open season, which ends December 13th. I'm going to tell you how to get the book in a minute, and maybe get the online service free, but we've got a couple of phone calls here, and our number, by the way, is 202-465-3080. That's 465-3080. And Mark in D.C., and Mark's got a question about family plans. You with us, Mark? Joseph, I'm sorry. Joseph?
Yes, I am. I'm calling to ask, is there any other option other than the family plan for a married couple who have no dependent children under the current system? I'm of Aetna High Option, and the premiums have gone up tremendously in the last 3 years. So I'm just trying to find out. I do have Medicare with my High Option.
Okay.
So, I'm just trying to find out what some of the better options with that kind of coverage.
That's why we're here. Walton is here, yeah.
Okay, first, let me just say that he's quite right. This program only has two categories, basically, self-only or self and family. But what's interesting is the older people are so much more expensive that if OPM were to have a category for couples, it would be more expensive than the family category because larger families have smaller kids, the adults are younger. Older people are a lot more costly. Anyway, we have what we have, and here's what I want you to do. First, the Aetna has a wonderful HMO, and the basic option is a fine buy. And I'll explain how that works with Medicare in a second. The high option, it has a premium that's out of sight. The benefits are better, but they're not that much better. So I want you, for sure, to switch to Aetna's basic option. Or you have other choices, but if you do nothing else, at least make that move, because that's going to save you. And let's see if I can do the math real quick. That's going to save you better than $5,000 in premium cost. Okay. So you want to be in the basic option, pocket that $5,000 and, use it. You can still use it to buy health care, but you'll be way ahead. Now you have Medicare Parts A and B, you and your wife.
My wife does not have Part A or B. She's not 65 yet.
Okay, that's fine. First place. Okay, so you're covered even if you go out of network. For Aetna, like all the other HMOs, if you don't go to the network physician, you have to pay the full cost. But with Medicare Parts A and B, you don't. Okay, because Part B is your primary coverage, believe it or not. And so you can go to any doctor in the country, and Medicare will pay 80% of it, and you'll only pay 20%. Your wife merely has that wonderful deal that most of the enrollees in Aetna Basic have. And if she goes out of network, you'll have to pay the whole thing out of pocket. But let me tell you, with that $5,000 premium saving, you can go out of network a whole lot of times and still be a lot of money ahead. So that's my suggestion for your situation.
Okay, thanks, Joseph. Thanks for calling. Got Mark in Pensacola. Mark, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
I have mail handlers today, and they've gone up 24%. My concern is I'm thinking about switching to Blue Cross and Blue Shield because my wife was diagnosed with cancer last year, where she's doing fine and in remission, but dealing with pre-existing conditions. I don't really know how that works. Will Blue Cross and Blue Shield have to still just pick her up and still take care of her with the coverage?
Great question. Yeah.
And it's really important. Everybody needs to understand. Open season would be pointless if the new plan didn't cover your pre-existing condition. The deal is there are absolutely no limitations. You could be in the hospital, the day you switch plans. You can break a leg at midnight plus 1 minute the day, on January 1st. It's over. You're coming home from that New Year's Eve party or whatever. Yeah, you're covered. It's not to worry a bit. Now, in your circumstance, I think I would do, there's something very important I think you should do regardless of whether or not you switch plans, but let me just say I strongly recommend that switch, and there's others you could choose, but at least make that one. Mail handler standard has gotten way too pricey for the value of its benefits. You want to talk to any of the physicians involved. For example, if she's taking chemotherapy drugs that can be extremely expensive, you need to find out what plans pay well for those drugs, okay? The particular things your wife needs. Probably all the plans pay well, but you need to check it. With that confirmed, then by all means, go ahead and make your open season switch. You got things to worry about, but don't worry about being covered.
Okay, Mark, thank you. And also, we're going to give some numbers here in a minute where they can look online and see if they can get your service online. Michael in Landover says he's on his wife's plan. When he retires, will he be able to switch? Mike, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. The question is, I'm on my wife's plan. I've been there for like 23 years. When I retire, both of us in 3 years, would I be able to stay on her plan? And also, how do we put our daughter back on the plan? She's 22.
Okay, she's a Fed. Your wife is a Fed?
Yes, we both are.
Okay.
You're both Feds. Neither of you retired, right?
No, we're going to retire in 3 years, and I've been on her health plan for almost 23 years.
Okay. No, you can do it. You can arrange it any way you want. You could actually both be on self-only, so I don't recommend that because now you have two catastrophic expenses that you could face. Either one of you could carry it, the family coverage. The requirement is for your pre-retirement that you be continuously covered for 5 years. It doesn't say who's buying the coverage, if you know what I mean. And so don't worry about that. You have a lot of options, and they don't change when you retire, okay? Tell me again exactly how old your daughter is.
My daughter's 22 now.
Oh, okay. You're fine. You're golden. She's covered as a family member up until she turns age 26. And then if she, we hope by then she's landed a good job with nice insurance coverage. Actually, with health reform kicking in, the chances are very high that she'll be fine. No problem with covering her. Just be sure that all of you, in your case, you can't do two self-onlys because then your daughter wouldn't be covered. Yeah. So either stick with your wife's or switch to you, flip a coin, it doesn't matter.
Okay. and stay married, okay?
Oh, one more point, though. Uh-huh. Suppose they were going to retire a year apart.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, hey, you know, husband, you work another year. I'm going to be a housewife for a while.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. House husband. I've always wanted to be one. The one who is still employed should be carrying the insurance because it's tax preferred.
Yeah.
Once you retire, you lose that tax preference.
Very good. Okay, thank you, Michael. Got to take a short break here. Our number is 202-465-3080. Talking with Walton Francis about open season.
Hockey season is here. The Caps are back to work. Can you feel the excitement building? Caps fans, don't miss out on an Eastern Conference battle as the Caps take on top goalie Ryan Miller and the Buffalo Sabres on Wednesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Tickets are extremely limited, so call 202-397-SEAT or log on to WashingtonCaps.com now and do your part in building America's hockey capital.
Why does a waiting room have to feel like a waiting room? And does a stress test have to be so stressful? At Kaiser Permanente, we don't think it does, and we've made the changes to prove it. With brand new state-of-the-art facilities opening all around the Mid-Atlantic, like the Kaiser Permanente Capitol Hill Medical Center, we're poised to become the leader in healthcare for the D.C. and Baltimore area. With easier access to primary and specialty care, full-service radiology, lab tests, and pharmacy services, we're offering more choices than ever before. Our staff of top-notch physicians is growing by more than 200, providing greater access to care. And our innovative electronic medical records allow members to view their own medical history 24/7. Plus, members can email their doctor's office, check most lab results, refill prescriptions, and even choose their primary care and OBGYN, all online. The future in healthier care is already here. Find it at kp.org/midatlantic. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Things just don't happen. You need a plan. A federal career can last 30 years or more, and so can federal retirement. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to get the information you need to plan your course for financial security, solid benefits, and optimum health care. 100% focused on the federal employee for your benefit. Presented by NITP has the answers to your mid-career and retirement planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit Mondays at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio for an hour that can change your future.
Welcome back to Your Turn. This is Mike Causey. I'm talking with Walton Francis. He is the author, and this is the 32nd year of doing the Consumer's Checkbook Guide to Federal Health Plans. Walton, I know a number of federal agencies, a large number, have subscribed to your online version. How do you find out who those agencies are?
Okay. What you do is you go to www.guidetohealthplans.com. That's all one word, guidetohealthplans.org. You'll see our homepage, and there are a couple things you can do right there. One of them is there's a pull-down list. You can check to see if your agency has bought free access to the online guide for you and all the other employees of your agency. And a lot of agencies have, but a lot haven't, so it's kind of a crapshoot, a 50-50 kind of thing. If they haven't, you could buy it yourself. If you're not sure, if you want to buy it, you could look. We actually now provide the text on our homepage free, so you can sort of sample. We do really two things in the book. One is we actually compare all the plans in terms of dollar value and dollar cost. When I say you could save $1,000 by choosing plan over plan B, I'm not kidding. I mean, that's a number we calculate, and it may be $1,037, but, you know, it's a number, and we can't be perfectly precise, but we can estimate. You know, if your healthcare costs are low, average, or high, how you're likely to do under each of the plans. So that's sort of the major feature of the online guide, which what are the best deals and how much can they save you. But we also give all the same kind of advice we're doing on the air today, okay? A lot of tips about how to think about your situation, what to do, and you can read that. Just flat out, right on the website.
Okay, well, this thing is valuable, and that's right. I have gone to that site and I checked out, and it's interesting. Some agencies have done it agency wide, and some have only done it for portions of it. I think the Bureau of Land Management and some others in the Interior, but not the entire place.
Well, what's interesting is, and you don't have to buy. You know, DOD will probably never make a DOD wide decision on this, but any component agency, any bureau, even an office, you know, you can buy a subscription for 100 employees. We'll accommodate that, and we do.
There's a lot of agencies, and also it's for sale at area in the Washington area at newsstands and and places.
Yeah, at the bookstores and should be in the grocery stores and drugstores by now. I haven't checked, but it takes a little while to get into those places.
You worked up a wonderful, what I call a cheat sheet here. It helps look at these kinds of things. And you're saying that, talking about good deals, these consumer-driven plans, Blue Cross Basic they can save you as much as $1,000 to $2,000 a year. And that's because you're buying the lower premium plan?
Usually, but not always. Uh-huh. I mean, sometimes you pay a little extra in premium and you get a better deal. So I don't want to, I want to be.
Right.
In fact, this is something I heard you emphasize this
don't
morning.
Don't be too cheap or too expensive. Yeah.
Before this show started, but when you were on the earlier show with Amy and Tom, you got to look at both the premium and the out-of-pocket cost.
Yeah.
And for example, some of the high deductible and consumer-driven plans, they're not the very lowest premiums. They're low. But they have such a good catastrophic protection that they actually will serve most people better in across the board.
Okay, how about HMOs? A lot of older people don't like the concept of managed care. They don't like HMOs. And for retirees who are snowbirds, maybe you go to Florida in the winter or Arizona or at least not out of the area, an HMO is not a good idea. But for a lot of people, an HMO is a very good idea, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The HMOs do a couple of very important things. And they cater. If suppose you're a brand new federal employee, new to town, you don't have an established physician, don't worry. The HMO has a panel of preferred physicians.
Good point.
It's not half the physicians in the city, but it's a big, goodly number. So they will, and they sort of monitor those. They care about the quality of those physicians as well as they want to pick the kinds that don't put you in the hospital at the drop of a hat if there's an alternative that'll deal with your problem. In the Kaiser plan, they have clinics all over the metro area, so you can just pop into the clinic if you need something. Their HMOs are very good if you have a chronic condition that needs, frequent visits, because they'll keep track of your situation and try to manage it and keep your symptoms as well, under control. So they have a lot of advantages. They tend to be very low out-of-pocket costs. Most of them have low premiums. And by the way, you mentioned snowbirds. Yes, in general, you don't want to be an HMO if you're a snowbird, but on the other, moving around the country with the seasons. But on the other hand, if you have an HMO with Medicare Parts A and B, you can go out of plan, okay, and let Medicare cover you. HMOs will cover you in emergencies, just like any other plan. You can be abroad and get hit by a truck.
Well, that's a very good deal. Got a couple of calls here. In fact, we got three. Danny and Bowie is calling about changes Blue Cross Blue Shield has made. Danny, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I made a switch last year after doing the research from the Blue Cross Standard to Blue Cross Basic, and we've been real happy with the savings and with the services and everything. I noticed this year that Blue Cross Basic is increasing some fees and adding some new ones. Like $75 copays for MRIs and CAT scans and $25 copays for x-rays and other things. And I wondered if Walt still thought the basic plan for most families provided good savings.
Absolutely it does. We are very high. Our ratings show that in every circumstance, Blue Cross Basic is a better deal than Blue Cross Standard in terms of costs. Yeah, it's true they take over the costs every year, but how often you get an MRI, and even then it's only $75. So you're talking about a multi-$1,000 premium saving, okay? So yeah, these fees can be a little irritating sometimes. Also point out that Basic has no deductible and its copays are slightly higher than Blue Cross Standard. There's lots of little differences between those two options and others, but I think, let me just give you a number. Over the last 4 years, about 300,000 people have joined Blue Cross Basic at the same time that Blue Cross Standard was losing a couple of 100,000 enrollees. And I think the great majority of those people were the ones who made the same switch you made. And I don't think it's going to drop off. I think Basic's going to keep gaining. And you're in a great situation, and don't worry about it.
Good deal. If you like the Blue Cross family, that's ideal to stick with them.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Sharon in Warrenton, Virginia. Sharon, are you with us?
Yes.
What can we do for you?
My son, it just turned 22, which I know I can add him back onto the health insurance in January. My question is, I have the Fed VIP, the extra vision insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is he eligible to go back on that plan? It's a separate insurance.
Yes. We haven't mentioned there are standalone dental and vision plans.
Right.
And in general, they cover, if you join one of them in a family enrollment, and they actually have a more complicated enrollment because they have self only, self plus one, and, you know, three or more.
Right.
They generally have the same eligibility and age rules as the regular health insurance. The exception is someone turning age 22. They still limit coverage to age 22. They're not health insurance per se, and they're not required to meet, or I think even allowed to meet, the health reform increased age. So my suggestion in a case like that is, let me just, the vision insurance is about $100 a year per person. You get a free pair of glasses or free contact lenses. But that's, you know, so maybe if you were to the plan, you'd pay $150. I mean, it's not like it's a huge money saver. But if you wanted to go ahead and take care of that, use a flexible spending account.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right, Sharon, thanks. We have to take a short break here. Anthony is holding on the line from Florida, and we'll be right back here on WFED 1500 AM.
Eagles fans, tickets to all American University men's and women's basketball home games in Bender Arena are on sale now. Get them online 24/7 at aueagles.com or by calling the Athletics Ticket Office at 202-885-TIXX. That's 202-885-TIXX. Make your plans now to be a part of another historic season in Bender Arena. Catch the Eagles' next home game this Wednesday, November 17th against Maryland Eastern Shore at 7:30 p.m.
Ever notice how some government HR managers always seem to know the latest employment trends and data? Always seem to find the right candidates with the right skills? Don't get beat by them. Join them. Visit MonsterGovernmentSolutions.com. You can tap into the latest innovations, hear from experts, and see how others are implementing hiring reform. MonsterGovernmentSolutions.com. Everything you need to hire and retain a highly talented workforce.
Monster Government Solutions has always focused on one mission, to help people improve their lives. Today, innovation is driving that mission like never before. Monster has launched unequaled game-changing technology that will redefine the way seekers and employers search, connect, and plan. Monster Government Solutions works with federal agencies right here in Washington to deliver the talent they need to thrive. Visit MonsterGovernmentSolutions.com to join the Monster Government Solutions community. Get the Monster Advantage.
The latest from the Federal Security Spotlight brought to you by Cisco.
Having one collection of cyber threats means network administrators can check them out side by side. Here's Chris Johnson of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, specializing in the National Vulnerabilities Database.
And the great thing about having a consistent metric that you can use across a range of products is really you can compare apples to apples. In the past, we had different vendors using different scoring systems to represent risk related to vulnerabilities.
To hear the entire show, log on to federalnewsradio.com. Will the top-of-mind security issues of today be the issues facing government tomorrow? Get the latest from federal experts on FISMA reform, the cyber initiative, how government is combating botnets, spyware, and other cyber evils, and more. Listen to Federal Security Spotlight, sponsored by Cisco, airing Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. or on demand at federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Security Spotlight is brought to you by Cisco, the leader in federal IT security.
Hi, I'm Neil Asbury, host of The Neil Asbury Show. Please join me and my guests each week as we discuss the importance of international trade, entrepreneurialism, small business ownership, job creation, and the American dream.
The Neil Asbury Show, Saturday mornings at 8 on Federal News Radio. The Neil Asbury Show is sponsored by AIT Worldwide Logistics, Yoakum Shore and Trossaven, and WTS Withers Worldwide Transportation Systems.
Hey, welcome back to Your Turn. I'm Mike Causey. We're in the home stretch here talking with Walton Francis about the open season and the challenges facing you. And let's see, Anthony has been holding on patiently in Florida. Anthony, thanks for hanging on. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm a retired Fed who went on to Medicare,
this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so is my wife. She's a retired vet, but she's not Medicare, and she will not become she will not be Medicare eligible when she reaches 65. We both of us have singles now. Now, which ones are the better ones for both of us?
So you have self-only now, two self-onlys?
Yes.
And she's a federal employee?
Yeah, she's a retired too, retired federal employee.
You're both retired federal employees. Okay, let me tell you first, she is eligible for Medicare Part B. All right, everyone's eligible for Medicare Part B. She may not be eligible for Part A, depending on her, you know, whether she had the requisite number of quarters. Though I think it's very likely she is eligible for Part A. Has she worked for the federal government since 1984?
Yes, she actually retired with 30 years of
30 years.
Yeah.
She may not be, double check that, but she is eligible for Part B. Well, I think it's very straightforward. I think the two of you should probably be in a family plan, rather than two self only. I think the plan should be one that has, minimal hospital co-insurance, because since your wife won't have Part A. But other than that, I think the plans we recommend in your circumstance, I don't have the Florida list in front of me. If you go online, you get the full, doesn't matter where you live in the country, you get the same, you get all the information for your area on our online guide. But, probably there's one or two HMOs that will be reasonably, good deals for you. You could be in one of the consumer driven plans that we rate as better buys. If you want to be a little more conservative, Blue Cross Basic, an excellent choice. It doesn't coordinate benefits with Medicare Part B the way the others do, but you can use Part B to go out of network, and it's got virtually no hospital charges. APWU, high option. Now both of you will have full coordination with Medicare Part A. So those are I would take a look at APWU, Blue Cross Basic, and letter carriers, and I'll stop with the recommendations there. Mike, can I just pick up? I earlier mentioned to a woman she might want to use an FSA for her 22-year-old, right. And it occurs to me I'm not positive FSAs go past age 22 either, so that could be double-checked
okay. At
the OPM website. It's called FedVIPS, but if you go to opm.gov/insure, you can get to it. The other point I want to make, we had an earlier caller who talked about having to pay $75 for an MRI. The reason Blue Cross Basic instituted that charge was not because they're trying to take $75 out of your pocket. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make you think twice before getting an MRI, because MRIs actually cost thousands of dollars. So all the plans use things like second surgical opinions, and indeed most of them require you to get pre-approval for use of an MRI or a CAT scan, because they're trying to keep costs down. Right. That's actually to your advantage. You want a health plan that does that.
Right. $1,000 as opposed to 75, too. Anthony, what part of Florida are you in?
Near Tampa.
Near Tampa. Okay. I'm looking at Walton's book on page 140, and it shows the HMOs in there. And there is Humana, the Humana High and Humana Standard in the Tampa area. And then there's AvMed. Capital Health, Tallahassee, Coventry. So you've got a number of HMO choices there in Florida in addition to the fee-for-service plans he gave you. Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. And thanks, everybody, for being with us today. This is always a treat to work with you, Walton. We're going to do it again. Keep doing it if we get this right. So everybody have a good week. Remember, the show is archived, so if you want to listen again or pass it on to a friend, go to our homepage and it will be up there. We'll see you next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Have a good week.
Cisco is the official sponsor of FederalNewsRadio.com. The Cisco Center at FederalNewsRadio.com is your resource for cloud computing, data center security, and collaboration strategy and solutions.
Tradition never graduates, so mark your calendars to spend the day in Annapolis with friends, family, and Navy football Saturday, November 20th. Kickoff is at 3:30 p.m. Cheer on the midshipmen at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium as they hit the gridiron against the Arkansas State Red Wolves for the last home game of the season. It's Senior Day, so don't miss out. Get the best seats now by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or by logging on to NavySports.com. Order today and join us for a game day atmosphere like no other. Enjoy fall in Annapolis and see quarterback Ricky Dobbs lead the midshipmen as they take on Arkansas State Saturday, November 20th at 3:30 for Senior Day. Catch all the Navy football excitement, where tradition never graduates. order your tickets today. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or visit NavySports.com. That's 1-800-US-4-NAVY, NavySports.com.
Hi, this is Jim Fleisig. Please join me on Thursday, November 18th at 12 noon for my monthly series, The Federal Executive Forum. Our program this month will discuss cloud computing initiatives.